If you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm Lorna Bryant. Joining me on the phone today is Charmaine Lawson. She is the mother of HSU student David Josiah Lawson. On April 15th, 2017, he was murdered here in Arcata, and that murder has yet to be solved or his killer brought to justice. In the 18 months following David Josiah Lawson's death, Charmaine Lawson has returned to this community to seek justice and to give back to our community. And today she's going to tell us about how she's giving back. Charmaine, welcome.
Thank you, Lorna. Thank you. My beautiful sister, I appreciate you giving me this platform to just talk about my beloved son, DJ. Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And I feel funny calling you Charmaine because I call you sis because you are my sister. So thank you for the opportunity as well. So tell me about this coat drive. And this is the second annual.
This is our second annual David Josiah Lawson coat drive. We had one last year on the plaza. We gave coats to the homeless community and also the Boys and Girls Club of Eureka. And it was an amazing event. Students were just, the little people, you know, their faces just lit up and they were so excited to get brand new coats after being in Arcata so many times seeking justice for my son. And just walking the plaza, just walking in the community and just seeing so many people who are in need. I felt like it was my duty as DJ's mom to give back because DJ was just an extraordinary, giving, caring young man with a big heart. And I wanted to make sure that I honor him in that way. So, yes, this is our second annual coat drive. We are giving coats and blankets, outerwears, just anything to keep our community warm, you know, throughout the year. And we are gearing towards students at HSU. So our HSU students, families, please come on down. See our students. They are welcome to come as well. Families and the homeless community. Anyone in need that needs a coat, a blanket, outer layers, we have it. So many people have donated. We have brand new blankets, Costco blankets, outer layers, beanies, gloves, scarves. I mean, so many people has. I reached out to family and friends, and they was like, Charmaine, absolutely, absolutely. There was no second thought. They did this because they know that DJ is just a great young man. And it's hard for me to say was, and you know, say that in the past, but DJ was just a great kid. And I know that this is what he would have wanted. He would want us to give back to the community that he spent 2 years studying and meeting new people and friends and anyone in need. He said, Mom, help them. That's what we're here for. We're here to help those who are in need. So absolutely. It's my honor. And we'll be on the plaza from 3:30 until probably about 5:30. The coat drive is going to be for maybe an hour and a half, and then we're going to have the vigil that follows with light refreshments and music and just to celebrate a great, amazing, awesome young man.
So we've been talking about 4 minutes, and there are two words that you said that keep playing in my head. As you were talking, it kept playing in my head that just struck me. You said our community. And you're not talking Rancho Cucamonga or Paris or the San Bernardino community. You said our community. Tell me why you have embraced this community as a part of your community, even after your son lost his life here.
My son spent 2 years, almost 2 years in Humboldt County. And he considered that was his second home. That was his second home. And he enjoyed Humboldt County. He had friends and people that, you know, just loved him and people that just showered him with love and affection. And, you know, through my son's murder, as tragic and heart-wrenching as it is for me every single day and our families, traveling back and forth to Humboldt, you know, I'm there sometimes 3 times a month.
Yes.
I've met some amazing people, beautiful, caring, compassionate people that will just give the clothes off their back for me. And people that didn't even know DJ, people that didn't even know me, but just embraced me. And I have a family in Humboldt County. I have a family. I'm not calling any names. They know who they are if they're listening. I have a network of family that just embraced me and make me just feel at home and feel loved and support me and support our family. So I call Humboldt County. I say that's my community. I say that's my community, and I want to give back and just know that, let the community know that, you know, evil will not win this, Lorna. And I say Lorna, but I call you my sister. Evil will not win this.
Not at all.
You know, the person that took my son's life, this person have to live with themselves. This person have to watch their backs every time they leave their home or just even sitting at home having dinner, watching television. They have to know that one day the door is going to knock and the police is going to come and arrest them for the murder of my son. Because one thing I said to the city council, to APD, to the DA's office, to the chancellor, to the board of trustees, I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going anywhere. I am DJ's voice. I'm going to fight for him. I am going to get justice for him. But I'm going to also do what he loved to do, which is give back. He loved to help. And I'm just picking up his torch. I'm taking up his torch.
You know, I remember around the time of the Cote Drive last year, you told the story of DJ walking down the street with a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of someone, I think, needed bus fare on the bus. Can you tell us about those two stories in particular, just to paint a picture of DJ's giving spirit?
I was on the plaza. I was on the plaza, and I was passing out flyers with just anyone that had any information that could help with the police and the investigation. So please, you know, call APD. Please reach out to the Humboldt County Sheriff and also the DA's office. And I met this gentleman. He was a homeless gentleman, and he was sitting behind, I believe it was Safeway. It was between Safeway and the City Hall. And I showed him a picture of my son, and he said, "I know your son. I met him before." And I said, "How did you know my son?" He said, "I was hungry, and he had a box of pizza. And I asked him if I can have some of the pizza, and he opened up the box of pizza, and he said, just take as much as you want. He said he didn't look down on me as if, you know, I'm homeless and I was dirty or anything like that. He just said, bro, take what you need. And I was like, oh, yeah, you don't know my son. And he said, yeah, he had a skateboard. And that is how DJ got around, was on his skateboard. And he's been riding a skateboard ever since he could ride a skateboard. So I knew that this person knew my son, interacted with him, and DJ did not hesitate to say, here, reach into this box of pizza and take what you need. And that's because someone was in need, and my son was there to make sure, hey, I'm going to share this with you.
Right.
We're going to break bread together. And,
And I think the other story was told at the memorial back in late April of last year, where someone said they were looking for a way to get home, and he just, the last of the money in his pocket, he just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of his friends shared that story and said, man, I was trying to get home, and I didn't have money to get home, and he was at the bus station, and Josiah was just like, here you go, bro. Opened up his wallet, and he's like, that was the last $5 DJ had, and he said, here you go. And he gave it to his friend to get home. Because my DJ had friends that he could count on, and friends that he, you know, he relied on, and they were there for him. So, like his friend Annalicia or Delphine, Kareem, he could call them and said, hey, bro, give me a ride, and come and get me, and he knew that they would be there to come and pick him up. So taking the bus was not for that. The friend that needed that ride, that friend needed the ride home on that bus more than DJ needed to get home, because he didn't live that far from campus, and he had his skateboard, or he could have just called a friend to come and pick him up. So that's just my son. I give in and loving, compassionate person. That's just who he was. I can't change who DJ was. That's just DJ.
You know, that's not only who he was, but that's who you are. That is who you are. And it came from somewhere. So he got the foundation and roots planted that he needed. And you're just carrying it on in this community. And we thank you for that. We absolutely
I thank everyone. I thank everyone for all their support. HSU student, J for J committee members. Oh man, I've been embraced, Lorna. I've been embraced not just by you, but by so many strangers, people that don't even know me. I got a message from someone from Arizona, like, hey, how can we get one of those Justice for Josiah shirts? We want to promote it here in Arizona. Wow. You know, so people are listening. They're listening, and they know what's going on in Humboldt County, and they know that an injustice has taken place. But because of a DJ have a strong mother like myself, a strong community, strong family, we're going to get the justice that he deserves. We are. We're going to continue. I'm going to continue to come back to Humboldt. We're going to continue his legacy and continue to help in the community, because, like I said, that's just what he would have wanted, and I want to pick up that torch. And let me just say before you go, because I know we probably don't have that much time, special thanks to so many people, Rockets family, I love you guys, Ash, Mrs. McPhee, Susie, Miss Sharon, the whole nine yards, sis, Mike, J4J community, Miss Barbara that I met at city council, Congressman Takana's really good friend, donated some amazing jackets that she purchased from Costco. And thank you if she's listening. But I just want the students to come on down and get coats and just whatever they need. And they know I'm here. And HSU student, thank you for always calling me and texting me and checking on me. I so appreciate it. I really do. Yes. And don't forget to visit our website on Facebook, Justice for David Josiah Lawson. Share your story, reach out, just give us a like, and just continue this fight with us, because I'm not going anywhere.
And we don't want you to go anywhere, sis. We don't want you to go anywhere. So tell me, if the community wants to get involved and bring a coat, what should they do?
Reach out to us on Justice for David Josiah Lawson on Facebook. Send us a message. We have a student that is collecting all the coats, and we also have our student that's collecting all the coats at HSU, and we also have our J4J committee members in Humboldt County that we can have them to reach out and meet up somewhere, or, you know, drop it off and bring a coat. I know one lady, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name. I believe she donated like 100 pair of brand new socks.
Oh my.
And she reached out to us on Justice for Josiah. So we got those socks, Kathleen, when we got those, and those socks will be handed out on Saturday. And also, I know students are going home. It is the holiday season. Just know that whatever we have left over, we are going to keep it. And as students, the year go by, you know, students know they can reach out to myself or our Facebook page and say, hey, Miss Charmaine, I need a coat, or I need a blanket, I need some outer layers. We will have that for students as well. So if you don't make it on Saturday, we still will have whatever is left over for our students and the community. So this is not just a one-day thing.
Okay. This is a beautiful thing is what it is.
So,
So with the coats, new and used coats as well?
I have new coats and I have used coats. And obviously, we're not going to give anything out that's not in good condition. These are coats like a really good friend. I call her my sister, Shanae. She brought a beautiful coat over, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to keep this for myself. You know, yeah. So they are beautiful coats and jackets. And brand new, I have California King mattresses with the whole set, throw pillows and everything that Ms. Sharon donated it. So thank you, Ms. Sharon, if you're listening.
I'm sure she is. The other sis, right?
No, that's not sis in Humble. This is Ms. Sharon here. There's a couple of Sharons here.
Oh, okay. There are only a few sister souls, though. And
there's only a few sister souls. I love her because I know she's listening. I love you, sis. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. She's asking me to make rice and peas when I come tomorrow, okay? So I'm like, okay. I will make some rice and peas. But I know she's listening.
Hey,
but I love her.
So the sis I'm referring to right now is you, sis. I'll be looking forward to that rice and peas myself.
Yes, I got a text message to say that you were invited. So I was like, oh, yes, I didn't get a chance to see you last time. So absolutely, come on over. And I would love to come on air with you before I head back home on Sunday to give an update on my son's case. So if you allow me, please. Just let me know what time is good. But just want to talk about the case, and now that it's in the hands of the DA's office and the communication that I've had with the DA's office, just want to give an update with the community so they know what's going on.
We will definitely make that happen. And what I will do is record our conversation, and I will air it Sunday afternoon during the place. How about that?
That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Absolutely great. Thank you.
Well, sis, thank you. Thank you for your tenacity, your unwavering spirit, and your unwavering drive to seek justice for your son and justice for yourself, actually. And thank you for not turning your back on this community. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the platform to speak about my son. Thank you so much. And I just want to take the time to just say thanks to my family. You know, I leave my daughter and my son and back and forth, and I just thank them for their understanding and their patience. Anthony said, Mom, if something happened to me, I see how you would fight to make sure that I get justice. So I just want to send a shout out to Chloe and Anthony. And you know, we're not celebrating Christmas. We celebrate Christmas differently now. So we're going skydiving, indoor skydiving. And last year we went off-roading. So we're doing things that DJ would have wanted to do if he's here. And we know he's here in spirit.
Absolutely.
And he's looking down and he's just saying, that's my MVP right there.
Huh.
And you go get him, Mom. So I just want to thank Anthony and Chloe as well and my extended family for their support.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's hard. It's really difficult, Lorna, but we're hanging in there because there's a higher power. There's
absolutely
a higher power that we know is no weapon formed against us shall prosper, right? We're more than conquerors.
Work. It
yes,
won't work.
It won't work.
That's
it won't
right.
work. You should
That's
play
right.
that. You should play that. It won't work.
You know what? By the group witness, I'll tell you a story about that when you come to town. Thank you
nice.
For mentioning that. That is a song that I hold near and dear to my heart. Hey, Charmaine.
Yes.
Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for trusting me for us to have this conversation, for us to have this friendship, and for us to have this sisterhood. Thank you. And
thank you.
I want to say you. I love you. I love Chloe. I love Anthony. I've met them face to face. I'm sad that I never met DJ, but I love him just the same.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
So
thank
say.
You. And this, I don't want to forget this. Before we go, let's remember Corey Clark, and let's remember Aaron, and I always forget Aaron's last name, and also Kimon Sterling. Let's remember those families this holiday season and throughout. You know, just know that our heart and our prayers are with the family as well.
Absolutely.
So even though I lost my son, they lost their loved one as well, too. So we don't want to forget about those HSU students who came to Humboldt County for their bright future to pursue their education, and life was taken from them. Let's not forget them. So
absolutely,
we're doing this in remembrance of Aaron, Corey, and also Kimon.
Thank you.
Yes.
Charmaine, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon, and I will see you tomorrow evening.
And yes, you will.
All right, and safe travels
you.
To you. Love you, too.
Thank you.
All
Love
right.
You. Bye-bye.
See you.